Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. I'm Bill, and thank you for choosing the Brokenness Radio Show. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the afterlife, and I'll be telling you about a recent UFO sighting from the past couple of days. And we've got some other subjects coming up as well. If you'd like to give us a call to discuss any previous readings, any updates, or if you want to talk to us about any of the subjects we're talking about today, or things even off the subject, any interesting stories or any UFO sightings from yourselves, any thoughts on the afterlife, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show. And enjoy the show. Seems we're having some technical difficulties once again.
It's Tuesday. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill. Hope everybody's doing okay. Does everything sound okay to everybody out there in listener land? Because it really sounds like poop du jour.
Well, whatever song that was, it sounded like the dubstep version. And hopefully everyone will be able to hear me in better quality this week because I bought myself some new equipment. So, you know, hopefully I'll be like 5.1 surround sound.
Yeah.
That was just a statement. I wasn't looking for an answer.
Anyway. Somebody in the chat room is Eclipsian says, thanks for the intro to Lana Del Rey last week because Ride is awesome. Well, they really liked Ride, but I think Ride is awesome. And somebody else is asking if they can call in for a reading or a general reading or do we want to be on topic? Well, we would appreciate topic, but if you wanted to call in for a simple sample reading, that's fine. But remember to keep it simple and basic because we want to keep everybody enthralled, but also it's for a sample. You know, it's just for a it's for a little nibble.
And you know, people can call in for a general reading or you know, even a sergeant reading.
Right, even a sergeant reading.
You know, hey, look who's in the chat room, Gemini Diva.
It's the Gemini Diva. Oh, she's probably going to kill us for having fun with the name. I think it's just the name. It's just the name Diva that just makes us act all corny.
With a K.
Yeah, with a K. With a Q. Corny.
So, what are we talking about today? Afterlife, UFO stuff and things.
Let me
stuff.
why don't you let me get the I was trying to post a picture of the UFO, but it wouldn't the powers that be were sabotaging it. No, honestly.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's something every week trying to shut us down.
It's always something every week. No, seriously, though, it wouldn't let me put it on the scroller. So I'm going on to Facebook right now, and I'm finding the link to post it in the room so you guys can
click
the link and see what it looks like. But tell the story, Bill.
Well, as you see, the link is on the I don't know if any, well, a couple of people saw that I uploaded that picture on, when was it now? It's irrelevant. It's on there. Anyway, it was on Thursday morning. I got a text off my mum saying, phone home now if you can. I was like, well, actually, this message said, phone home now if you. Smiley face. I was like, what? Anyway, it was about 25 to 9. It was early. I just started work for the day. I thought, this is early. I just saw that. Anyway, so I called them all. And my mum said that that her and my dad were looking at something in the sky. And they weren't sure what it was. They got the binoculars. Well, first of all, my dad went out there in the morning. I'm not sure what he was. He just probably went out for some fresh air. And he happened to be looking in the right place at the right time. And he saw something like, I don't know, reflecting the lights or something caught his eye. So as he was stumbling and banging on the wall, trying to get his mum to get the binoculars and find the camera, and you know. So he got the binoculars, and from what my dad described it to me, was this object, and a metallic object. Are you aware of polo mints?
What?
Remember the whole polos? Mints? Nom-nom-nom? Mints, they call polos?
No.
I'll take that blank expression as a no. Okay, you know donuts?
Yeah.
Spring donuts? It's like that. It's whatever it was, it had a hole in the middle of it. And it was like that kind of shape, like a ring donut or something, you know. So, my dad, before I describe it at the moment, my dad was trying to get my mum to get the camera. My mum's running around the house saying, where's the camera? I can't find it. What's going on? And anyway, she managed to get the camera out to him. But because it was sunny, and because some of these cameras don't have viewfinders on them, the sun was shining onto the little LCD screen. So you can see what it was where if he was pointing the camera in the right direction or what, trying to zoom in and can't see what he's doing. So, but he did get a bit of it on camera,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, it was all over the place. Very amateurish and, you know, what's the word?
Wiggly wobbly?
Yeah, kind of. Abstract.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I watched the footage on there, and I put the image, the still image from Facebook, onto Facebook. And if you click on that link, it should bring up. Is that it? Yeah, it should bring up the picture of it. So, anyway, the way you described it was moving was as if, you know, it was off balance, you know, it was kind of like moving. It was in the spot. It didn't move across the sky of anywhere, but it was almost as if it was off balance.
Right.
But it wasn't moving fast like it was off balance, like erratic. It was like moving on its axis, like kind of like in a, I don't know, a wobble on its
mm-hmm.
axis.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it looked, it was metallic. And it had like a dark band around the edge,
mm-hmm.
a hole in the middle, and it had like a little bit of a protrusion sticking out the side of it. I think you probably can see it on the still image that I showed there. But I wasn't sure whether it was something sticking out of it, whether it was a light that was on it or something.
Right.
But, and there it was. My dad said it was almost as if, you know, it might have something wrong with its guidance system, the way it was moving around.
What?
Sorry, I was getting lots of interference.
I don't mean to. I was trying to move something out of the way.
Look at the cookies.
No, I'm not looking for cookies. I'm moving stuff out of the way. Oh, I'm going to kill you.
So anyway. But the thing is, as well, it was also appearing and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would appear and disappear for some reason. And eventually it moved a little bit across the sky, but it wasn't fast in its movements. And it's like it's cool. So I watched the video, and I don't know what to make of it. And I thought, well, what could it be? A balloon? Somebody's balloon? Who's going to be playing around balloons at 8:30 in the morning? You know? On a
right.
weekday. Secondly, there wasn't any wind as such at all, so that wouldn't have caused, if it was a balloon, it wouldn't be having this unusual, you know, movement to it.
Right.
And, you know, even if there was, you know, a minimal amount of wind, the balloon would probably have gone in some direction, you know. But, and it, the fact that it was disappearing and reappearing, and we got a good view of it through the binoculars. And eventually it just disappeared and I couldn't see it again. But I wasn't sure whether the way it was, because it looked like it almost as if, you know, a light would shine from it. And then it would disappear as if maybe it was rotating or not.
Right.
On the spot. Either that or the movement of it wobbling on its axis slowly was showing the underside where there was a shadow of the sun, and as it blew back up, it was the top reflecting the sun, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So I don't know what that could be. Are you giving any explanations of what you think that could have been?
No.
I
can't imagine what it could be.
No, I don't think. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a plane. It doesn't look anything like a plane on the still image I took there. And planes don't stay in the same place. And it wasn't a helicopter. There was no noise. A balloon, extremely unlikely the way it was moving and the way it was disappearing this dimension and coming back in. I don't think we've had, you know, interdimensional balloons yet. But, you know. So, it was a nice clear day as well, you know.
Yeah,
so I think it's just
because
happened to be looking in the right place at the right time. Like I did with my UFO, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time looking.
Right.
So that makes you wonder maybe whether, you know, it was a UFO because it was unidentified. It was an unidentified thing, actually. Was it aliens? Possibly. You know, I don't know what it was. I mean, the way it disappeared and reappeared and it was so difficult to describe, you know, at first, because we were trying to communicate with my dad's draw pictures and that, because you couldn't compare it to anything of this earth specifically, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it was. It was strange, possibly a vehicle from another planet. I don't know, but I wanted to share that with you because it was very recent. There's a little bit of footage on there. Maybe I can copy the footage to my computer and try and stabilize it a bit. But it is an old camera as well. It's a cassette camera as well, so it didn't have amazing zoom on it, but it was all you had to have. And so having a few frames of it on camera is better than nothing at all.
Right.
So, yeah, make of that what you will, but please check out the picture there if you can. On the Broken Earth Facebook page. And yeah, I said to mum and dad, I said, well, every time I come to visit now, I'm bringing my HD camera with me, because, you know, there was a couple of, well, I'd probably say over the past 5 years, there's been one sighting from each of our family, you know, from a member of a family of an object in the sky we can't identify, you know, once a year. Yeah, I'll take my camera with me each time I see him then. And, you know, I should be grateful of what I've got, but I just wish that I'd been there with my HD super duper camera and zoomed right into it. That would have been awesome. But, you know, anyway, there you go. Make of it what you will.
Bake of it what you will as well. Bake of it. If anybody is in Rhode Island, we did have somebody on the phone. They hung up, somebody that was in the Boston area. But anyway, if anybody's in Rhode Island, if you've looked up at the sky, because it seems like you guys have a pretty good sky today, the chemtrails are really thick.
Yeah, well, you know what's weird? The fact that, you know, when I saw the UFO I did, I said to my dad, because my dad was there with me, but he couldn't see it because it was invisible. So I sound like a crazy person. Looking at UFO, an invisible UFO in the sky. Anyway, I said, the reason I looked up was because I said, there's not many chemtrails around today. Funnily enough, when my dad was out that morning, and he thought to himself, there's not many chemtrails out today, and then he saw it, you know. So maybe that's a trigger word for alien species to go, oh, quick. No, that's
maybe. Maybe it's a trigger word for cookies to come out. I don't have cookies. I just wanted to be funny, and it wasn't. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
Okay.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Why are you looking at me?
Because you were looking at me all, like, skeptical because of the cookie thing. Anyway, if anybody wants to call...
Oh, sorry. So sorry. I was going to read out some of the questions, but I totally, like, braided your sentence.
Hold on a second. Somebody says, can you read... an experience that they write instead of calling. Sure, just go on ahead and write
it. I can narrate it.
Yeah, we can read it. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8421. If anybody wants a simple sample reading or if anybody has any experiences to share that are either of the UFO-lier, the UFO-liate.
Oh, paraluier.
Or anything about the afterlugia, the afterlife, afterlifeia.
Oh, hallelujah.
Give us a call. Again, that number is 347-215-8421. Now, what were you yammering on about?
You already did it. I was going to read out that person's question.
Oh, I did it because I'm awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't really use that word, but you did it. So... Yeah, you go ahead and type up your story, and I'm going to read it out and claim it's my own. Unless it's something to do with trying on high heels and stuff, and then it might not work. Now, let me tell you about this here. My computer's running slow. I've lost my marbles right here. I'll tell you about this. What is wrong with this? Sorry, I'm having some... here we are. I won't read out the story, but there's some people went to a Rome cafe, some British tourists, and they bought four ice creams. Guess how much the ice creams cost for four ice creams?
£11, 11 cents.
Now, £54 for four ice creams.
What?
£54.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You're kidding. 20?
No. But someone was saying to me, look, you got to pay more if you're going to be sitting at a table, you know. So you're staying in? Okay, that's another £80, please. Anyway, so they weren't even eating. They said, we weren't sitting at the table. We bought the ice creams to eat in the street. And it's like £54 for four ice creams.
Where was it?
Rome.
In Rome?
When in Rome.
That's 13 and a half pounds apiece.
Yeah, that's right. I'd have been like, that's, just as he was trying to read out a price, I'd snap all down as quickly as possible. How much? I'm paying that.
And then run.
Yeah, the thing is, you could sit there in the sun and be like dripping off, and you'd be like, 1 pound, but 2 pound, 3 pound, as it's dripping off everywhere.
Nuts.
54 pounds for 4 ice creams. Go to the days when you say, can I have a 99, please? You know what the... You call them 99s over there? It's like an ice cream with a flake stuck in it, because it used to be 99s. It's like, can I have a 99? How much is a 99? £1.50. Should be called the 1 pound 50 now. It doesn't really roll off the tongue very well.
I'd like a one pound fifty, please. That's nuts. But anyway.
All right, just to dismiss it. Strange. Your story is really strange. Anyway. What are we doing? Listen to a song?
Yeah, listen to my song. And actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a call. Then we'll listen to a song. We're going to talk to the person calling in from Skype. This is Broken Earth Radio, and we're talking to the Skype caller. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm Kay.
You said your name is Kay?
Yes, and I'm not calling from Skype. I'm a private caller.
Oh, she's a private caller, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's nice to speak with you, private caller, Kay. Well, share with us what's on your mind or whatever's going on
with you. What's on my mind? I met a guy I really like, and his name is Adam. Do you see anything becoming of that?
Hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, this actually doesn't look that bad, seriously. But we do need to kind of keep some things focused. He does look like he really likes you a great deal. It actually looks like you guys have quite a bit in common, a lot of things to talk about. I mean, you really do seem to be starting off at a nice, good pace. You know, there's a good friendship that I'm seeing develop. Now, there is a point here. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something. Okay. How long have you been talking to him? Would you say it's been 3 weeks, or would you say it's been more like two?
I'd say more like two.
Okay. In about 4 weeks, there's a point here where it looks like he gets a little quiet.
Uh-huh.
Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Try not to read anything into it.
I see him doing that off and on anyway.
You see him do that? Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? There's one thing. He doesn't talk to women all the time. You know, we could be around, you could be around people, and he just does not talk to all women. It's like yesterday he gave me a hug, and that's unusual for him. Okay.
Mhm.
So I thought that was
good.
Mhm. Go ahead.
No, that is good. That is good. Well, but like I said, there's going to be a point here where there looks like there's going to be some silence, and just let it be. Just let it be. Okay. Because he'll come back from this, and after that, it looks like there's some real, like things are going really, 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 really well with you for an extended amount of time. So I like the guy, but remember, your test, there's a pullback test. He's not really giving you a test and giving you a grade. It's just, you know, sometimes people do that pullback.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. May I ask you, he's never been married, right? I don't know. He's never, you know, I haven't gotten into the subject.
I actually am seeing a guy who, hold on just a moment.
Sure.
No, I'm not picking up on him having been in a marriage. I do see him having like some relationships that have really been more like some pretty strong friendships when it all came down to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the girls have kind of just, you know, ended up just sort of moving along, you know, because it just got kind of, you know, they just weren't going anywhere. But I'm not seeing him having a marriage, and I'm not seeing him having kids. I'm just kind of seeing him as really, really, you know, kind of taking care of himself. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's not, I'm going to say he's not a flirt.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
But do you see it going anywhere or becoming anything?
Well, like I said, we're going to take this really slow, dear, because someone like this, he really does look like he is kind of more connecting to people for, you know, like you have your life and I have my life and we meet in the middle. And we have this pullback period that we have to get through, because if we don't make it through that, it's not going to go any further.
Okay.
But if you can make it through this period here, I do see that there is an extended amount of time where you guys do spend time together. So remember, this is, it's, you know, we just really want to keep focus on this being real.
Don't say anything.
Right.
Just let him be.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, I work with a lot of people, and my goal is to have you in realistic relationships, not lay out these predictions, and the next thing you know, you're kind of like, well, nothing happened. You know, because that's just as it doesn't do anything for you, and of course it just it doesn't do anything for anyone. Okay, so remember, just focus on the next 3 or 4 weeks.
When we make it past
this pullback period, then I see him coming back around, and then things look like they go a lot better for an extended amount of time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there something you wanted to say, Bill?
No, just good luck. I was sorry. I was reading a story I was going to read out. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I thought you were clearing your throat to say something.
No,
okay.
Sorry. I was just.
All right. Okay. Well,
I
want to
tell you the picture of you two together is really nice.
Thank you very much.
It stands out. I'll tell you, it stands out. I'm psychic myself. Stands out. There's a very, even though the picture looks very close, but it's really true.
But
yeah,
is that right?
Thank
you.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, we're
close. Yeah. You're like one together. That's what I see. One together. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Well, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for listening. All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Now, let me read out Eclipsian story before it scrolls off the screen and disappears for all time.
Okay.
Okay. This is a chat room story, somebody's experience. Eclipsian, am I saying that right?
Eclipsian, yeah. Yes.
Okay. When I was about 12 years old, I recall being in bed. Whether I was dreaming or not can be disputed, but I think I was awake. The bed faced this window that had a large tree right in front of it. Well, I recall it being late at night, staring at the window and seeing white-like figures perched, sitting atop the branches and staring right back at me. Years later, I'm not sure if they had large eyes or not, but seemed milky translucent. Scared, I covered my head with the blanket and began to pray, Our Holy Father, and other prayers. Eventually, I fell asleep. Was it a dream? I'm not sure. Was it extraterrestrials? I'm not sure. I was frightened, that is for sure. The end. Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Well, that is interesting.
Yeah.
What's annoying sometimes is some things that do happen to us in the night, and, you know, they can be real, but because it's in the middle of, you know, you're coming into dreams and out of dreams, and it's like a break in the middle, it's annoying because you think to yourself, was it? You're kind of like on the fence, you know? But then again, I'm like that sometimes with sleep paralysis and stuff's going on, or, you know, astral projection. But sounds interesting.
You know, this reminds me of a story a girl told me when I was about 13. She was about the same age where she said that there was something out her window. And it was, but it was more threatening. But it was still like these things outside the window in the trees. So I mean, you know, there's always the thought of, you know, it being the trees and other stuff. But then there's also, you know, you're still at 12 years old, you're still at an age where you would see things, or you would be able to see things that other people wouldn't necessarily see.
Well, that's it. I mean, it falls into the category, you know, is it real? What is real? How to define what is real? You take the blue pill.
I take both pills.
That's awesome. If anybody gets to see, you know, what if, you know, Velociraptor, you know, the... And it's like, what would happen if Neo took both the pills and this awesome picture and running, like, put his hair everywhere? It's like unicorns and rainbows and stuff, you know? It's awesome. You can check that out. I'll upload that onto the Broken Earth Facebook page. So funny. So funny.
No, I believe you. I believe Eclipsian's story. I believe that it was something that you really saw.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes some of these things can be seen with the psychic eye. Sometimes it could be astral projection. Like, for example, quickly, I had someone stood next to my bed one night, and it was just the skin. And I could see the light shining through the skin as well, so you could see all the little details of the skin, but there wasn't anything there inside. And I thought to myself, I interpreted it as an astral projection. I was kind of half in, half out of my body, and I was seeing this, but does that mean it wasn't real? Probably not. You know, it's real within this reality that we're experiencing. Maybe it wasn't, but real within the bigger picture in an astral higher consciousness.
Right.
And yes, but I mean, how do we define what is real when we haven't truly experienced the full capabilities of reality?
That's true.
Let's go for a song.
Okay. I am, you know, I want to hear something that sounds good to us.
My song sounds good.
Something other than your song that sounds good to us.
The song that I like. Well, actually, I did ask, you know, a song. I got loads of ideas, actually, for songs, but we've had trouble uploading some. So at least that's what Nunu told me.
Well, like, okay, first off, I resent you making it seem as if I would ever tell you something that was not true, just so that I didn't have to deal with you.
Just because I was going to upload the Smurf song.
No, seriously, though.
Beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk, it isn't beer. Can't wait to hear that, can you? Next week when it's uploaded.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find something because I was trying to create a theme, but the music wouldn't really load up properly. Let's listen to this. Hold on. Here's something nice.
Okay.
Love. Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Hope everybody can hear me okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I got this box full of awesomeness today. The other day when we were watching a movie, I decided that I wanted some snacks. But I didn't have any snacks. So anyway, later on I ordered like some dark chocolate covered ginger, dark chocolate covered blueberries, some cheddar sesame sticks, banana chips, some dried kiwis, dried strawberries, some peanuts, some Jordan almonds. I got a pound of everything. And it all got here, like, today. And it is so good. And that's what I've been hiding from you.
Ah, so that's what you weren't looking for cookies. You're looking for chocolate-covered cheese.
No, it was ginger and blueberry.
Oh, I thought you were like chocolate-covered ginger, chocolate-covered this, cheese. I just assumed it was all chocolate-covered.
I didn't even say cheese at all. I said kiwi, dried kiwi.
No, I'm sure you said cheese.
No.
I said cheddar
sesame sticks. Cheddar flavored sesame sticks.
I'm going to play this back later and then listen to it. Cheese.
And all you hear me say is cheese, 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 because you can't have any cheese.
Yeah.
And anyway, so if anybody wants to go to nuts.com.
Now, be careful which site you choose. Then.
But you're not.
I made the mistake that I did. No.
Anyway, this stuff is awesome. It is so good. And it was like, it's just good. It's just good. But anyway, did you want to do some talking or did you want to take a call?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Take the call. I've got plenty of other things to talk about here. We really need to get onto the subject, the
okay.
Afterlife.
Okay. Yeah, we do. We need to talk about the afterlife. We'll take the call. Let's take the call at 337. It's the next call in line. And we see everybody. We're going to get to you. But caller at 337, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Nunu. Hi, I was calling to see if you, I'm fighting workman's comp and I just got in an accident and I was wondering if both of those are in my favor.
Okay, all right, hold on just a moment. Let's see. Worker's comp and an accident. Let's see what's going on. Okay, let's see. Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Now, your accident stuff, that's one thing, okay? It does look like that's something that's going to be handled probably over like the next, it's not too far off. Not even the next 2 months.
Okay.
Not even 2 months. Okay. But the other situation, the workman's comp, that's something that actually looks like it starts to get real drawn out. Do they not believe that you should have it?
Yes, because they laid me off before I even got tested for my carpal tunnel, and they don't
right.
want to pay.
They don't want to
yeah.
even pay because you were laid off before you were tested for it.
Yeah, but I was already scheduled.
Go on, dear. I'm sorry. Go on.
I was already scheduled before they even thought they even was laying me off.
Right.
Yeah,
there's, I mean, this that's the situation that really does look like they're trying to draw it out and draw it out and draw it out and draw it out. Now, good news is it does look like they're going to try to call you back.
Yeah.
So at least, I mean, so the thing is, you know, you'll have work. So this is a real, that's a real tough one, Cammie, because I'm kind of afraid that I may not be able to tell you yeah about that one.
Okay.
So, but remember with knowing that that's your answer, kind of, you know, go back and see whoever you need to talk to, your doctor or whoever it is that you need to talk to show where this is something that has been an issue. But remember, one of my main issues here is my strength card, which does represent health and being in decent health or being able to work. And I think it may come down to that.
Okay. So
have you been able to get unemployment at least?
I didn't file because I was trying to help, you know, get them to help me pay for my insurance. I mean, for my surgery, because
right.
I have carpal tunnel because of me working there over, you know, I worked over there over 5 years. I worked over there for 6 years.
Right. Well, do you have a union rep, or is there at least a human resources person that can help you talk to the insurance agency? I think that's what we really have to get down to is just really really looking at this in a way, because they don't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay for that for some reason. And not only that, but they're going to offer you your job. They're going to offer you work. So
okay.
We're in a real iffy
spot. I'm not going back over there.
You're not going to go back? Okay, because what I was actually going to say that you may want to try to do is go back and then get diagnosed again while you're working.
Yeah. I just didn't like the way they were treating me over there. So.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see what you can pull. We'll see what you might be able to pull off with this information, because remember, it just looks like they're really going to try everything to keep from having to do the right thing. And,
so the accident is going to be on the
Yeah, it looks like over the next, like within the next 2 months, you should have, they're going to send you some money. I do see
okay.
you getting money for that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much or you don't know?
Hold on. Let's see if we can see. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Yes, that was what came up before. The numbers that come up are 1 and 2, so maybe 12,000. What is it that you were aiming for, or do you not know yet?
I did not know.
Okay. Well, the numbers that come up are 1 and 2. Now, if it was something that was really bad, you know, maybe it's 120, but the only numbers I get are the numbers 1 and 2. Okay?
Okay.
In that order.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Do you see another child in my vision, in my circle, like me having another child?
Yeah. I mean, there's a big possibility that you may. I want to see what happens, like, pregnancy-wise, like in the winter time, pregnancy in the winter. Okay.
Okay. Is a tummy tuck too bad for me to have or proceed?
Well, a tummy tuck, I don't really know how those necessarily work, but I know that my sister-in-law had one and she can't have kids anymore.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it's the doctor and what they're doing or if it's the actual procedure.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But I know that she can't.
Okay.
But she doesn't really care. I don't know if that was too private to say or not. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What now? I'm sorry.
So now when you see a baby during the wintertime, is that this year or what year is that?
No, I see pregnancy. I see pregnancy for you this winter coming up.
Okay.
So just like over the next, like, 6 or 7 months, I see pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Do you know if it's a girl or boy?
I believe it's a girl. I believe it's a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call.
Okay. So what's on your mind with the... what we were going to talk about next.
Well, we did touch on what we call the skull experiment. I don't know why everybody thinks I'm saying skull. Well, it's the skull, S-C-O-L-E experiment. I think we talk about this recently?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but not everybody was listening, you know? We talked about it a little bit because some people weren't born yet. Yeah, we talked about the skull experience. I mean, I'm sorry, experiment.
Asparagus.
Sheriff, tell our listeners what in the world it is we're talking about.
Well, you know, it was a group of psychics that came together in something like 1994, I think, in Skull in the UK. And they started having seances and trying to contact the dead in the afterlife in the basement of somebody's house, I believe. And they did this for about 2 years with getting, it's not feedback, it sounds like they're filling in a survey. having experiences such as, you know, what you'd expect, what I've experienced when I've gone ghost hunting, that is like knocks and bangs, and they've heard voices come through, that kind of thing for about 2 years. Then suddenly things amped up quite suddenly, and things, you know, some unusual things start happening. Now, you'll have to confirm this as I go along, because you only watched it yesterday.
No, I've watched it before yesterday.
Sorry, I mean, yeah. I mean, what I mean is,
I refreshed myself on it yesterday.
Yes, sorry.
Freshened up.
Yeah, and you got the refresher. I didn't. But basically, I think one of the first experiences was where they leave a camera, like a, as in a photographic camera, down there.
They're
told by a voice to leave a camera in the room with them. They turn the lights off, so it was dark in there. And during the seance and that, this camera lifted up and started taking photos around the room as if someone had hold of it, and the flashes were going off. And when at the end of the seance, they got the photos developed, and there was all these unusual things in it. What was some of the first loss?
Well, okay. There were pictures of all these different people. But the thing is, and this is something, you know, this is something that I pointed out, but I don't know if anybody else pointed it out, is that the photographs were of photographs of the people. It wasn't like it was pictures of, like, you know, my ghost standing there. It was a photograph of a photograph. It was like a record of something that's already been recorded. But, of course, your analogy for this is, well, they wanted them to be able to identify who the people were. Remember that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they were all photographs of photographs.
No, they were all photographs of photographs. They were all photographs of photographs. They were, but the thing is, it's like the camera rose up and started taking pictures, and when they took the film out of the picture of the camera, and, you know, and developed it, it was pictures of people. But remember, audience, that it was the pictures were actually pictures of pictures. Like if you took a picture, like from your high school picture, your high school picture would be in would be on the film.
So, and to rephrase it, what you're saying is they were pictures of photographs that were already in existence.
Exactly.
That was just the first lot, though.
Right, and so they were basically doing seances, you know. Mediumistic type seances, and they were doing this between 93 and 98. They were also doing, they also took film that was not inside of a camera. One of the spirits instructed them to just sit the film in the middle of the in the middle of the table, and it, and the same thing happened with film that had not been opened before. They found photographs of pictures that already existed again. And no, wait a minute. It was the writing. There was handwriting. People had written in their own handwriting, "Hi, my name is whatever," and they were in whatever language they had, they had written on the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of it, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't figure out what some of it was or who it was.
Right.
But, yeah, it got to a point where they were instructed to leave the film in the middle of the table. Then it moved on to putting the film into a box and leaving it in the box. And then someone would come in and develop the pictures.
Right.
And like I said, he had different languages and poems and different languages and signatures, you know, autographs of people. And they were also having seances where there was all these flashing lights and orbs and things and strange anomalies where their hand would seem to go like through a crystal, like it wasn't there for a moment, and then it would reappear and they'd be able to pick it up. Isn't that right?
Right.
And orbs actually floating around going into people and healing them, their ailments, like a bad knee. It's been bothering them for years. They've also had where people have been talking and they've had, like, almost like, you know, they've been communicating through the person at the seance, but also they've had communication with voices just coming out of thin air, which they recorded onto cassette as well.
Right.
Now, they also touched on that bloke in Italy, but I don't think that was actually part of the Skoll experiment. He was actually using an old, like, transistor radio to communicate with the dead.
Right.
Voices come through quite clear, and it's strange, you know, like we are talking to you from, now we are the something, whatever, collective talking to you from the future of, you know, and they did, now, who was it, that one of them, they were sent like schematics of something to try and improve their equipment. Someone like from the dead or from the future had sent them information, like drawings, how to improve their equipment so the communication would be better. Was that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember who that was, but there was all kinds of stuff that was going on. But it's called the Skull Experiment, and it, on YouTube, what was it called? The Afterlife.
No, it's called the Skull Experiment.
But I thought it had something about the afterlife on it.
Oh, maybe, but I mean, if you just search for the Skull Experiment,
right,
for it should come up then. Organize it by length.
Right.
And it should come up there. Well, it's really worth a watch because I tell you what they also did was they moved on to video cameras. And they set up a video camera in a certain way, as instructed once again. So it would look into mirrors and bounce back via a setup of two mirrors, so it'd be filming its own viewfinder.
Mm-hmm.
And all these strange things would come through, like images of people and beings, not humans, like walking towards the camera, like, you know, like Zeta Reticuli Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And some weird, it freaked me out. Some weird, like, face, and the eyes are all moving around, like, looking around, like, ah. I didn't like that. That was scary. So just be prepared if you're going to watch it. Some of it is a little bit disturbing. But I hadn't heard of this before. And how did you even find it? I found it by accident. I've got to admit it. I was watching Lloyd Pye, which is also another thing to watch. Lloyd Pye, Everything You Know Is Wrong. And it talks about evolution. But it came up as a suggestion for me because we're watching these things on YouTube. And I was like, what's that? I never heard of that before. I thought, I'll watch that. And that's how we found it, through that. But, you know, which you think sometimes, how do we find these things, you know, if you've never heard them before? Word of mouth accidents.
Right.
I mean, it's been going on for how many years? Like nearly almost 20 years. It's been around for the Skull Experiment information. Never heard of it until I found it. I was also makes you wonder how much is censored by Google as well. In a way, you go for all the information. If you're going for alternative news, how much of it is blocked?
Right.
That, you know, won't come up at all. But anyway, so there you go. Something else I wanted to... Somebody said it's on Netflix. Now, I presume they're talking about the Skull Experiment. I didn't see when that came up, so I presume they're talking about.
Probably.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, so it is on Netflix. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we'll check it out on Netflix.
Right. It's good. I'm surprised it's on Netflix. Am I surprised? I didn't know they had.
The difficult thing about Netflix over there is that it's just Netflix. In the UK is a big turd.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all I know. I mean, the Netflix R version, I've not seen.
The American version has more varieties.
See, the only
thing,
like, controversial, the only, like, controversial stuff that had on there was Super Size Me and Walmart something or other. And that was about it.
And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. I think that's funny. So, something else I wanted to talk about was Ghost Adventures. Yeah. So, what do you think about Ghost Adventures? The earlier series, I mean, some of them, it's just like, God, will you just go ahead and get on with it and stop messing around? Sometimes they're just like messing about. They don't seem to do as much messing about as they used to. Some of it was quite funny, to be honest, but sometimes it's like, you know, it's like, is this really necessary? They've got to squeeze it all, edit it down to an hour, and, you know, but, you know, it's now it seems to be a bit more of, you know, the time is given to the research into the place. And,
right, right.
You know.
Are those the rock and roll dudes that have the black hair?
Yeah, Zach Bagans, Nick Cross, and Aaron Goodman.
Okay. I haven't watched them recently because when I was watching them before, I was like, okay, turds, whatever. I'm being silly when I call people turds. I don't really call people names like that. I don't really do. But they have, from what I've heard, really, really amped up, and
it is really good. The some of the evidence they've got is really good. There was one that I saw that they went back to a place, but they were referring to a previous show which I hadn't seen, where they captured like bricks and planks of wood flying through the air. It was pretty amazing, and they've had some really good communication via the spirit box, which scans the frequencies, radio waves, and spirit energies, supposed to be able to use their energy to select these airwaves to communicate through them. But some of it's really good, the answers they get. But when they answer sometimes, the sentence or a few words they say, it could like jump. For the time from the set, let's say they said four words, those four words could say it in the same voice, but they've skipped across like 10 different radio channels, frequencies. So, you know, if it was being picked up from a radio station, you know, they'd only get like a snapshot of that word. But only that, I believe they do a reverse scan, so things would be coming up backwards, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But yeah, they got some really good evidence. I was watching one where they was in a graveyard recently, and it was like they actually got the local police in that to stay around the edges of this. I mean, it was a couple of miles long, this graveyard area. It's all these woods and that, and I believe there was like sacrifices going on there and disturbing stuff, probably like Bohemian Grove. Should I say that? Whoops. And there was this light in the woods, and they were like trying to follow it in that, but it was just like this orb that kept appearing. And they were asking the police if somebody was walking through, like, you know, police officers walking through with like a flashlight or something.
Right.
And they said no. And the area behind where they were looking, it would have been like about a mile between the edge of the graveyard where the police officer would have been and where they were seeing this light, but the light looks really close to them. And they got some good footage of that, so.
Well, I gotta check that out. And quit being so obstinate about it just because of whatever. But you know, that one show that I was trying to get you into, and it's so hard to get you into shows. That one show, it's Haunted Collector. I think that's what it is.
Oh, I like that show.
Yeah. And then, you know, the guys from New England, the guys from Woonsocket or Providence, wherever they're from, those guys are great. The guys from, what is it, the Ghost Hunters from up there. The guys that worked for Roto-Rooter. There's only one of them now, but there's some other guys on there. They're the best. In my opinion, they're the best. Ones of them all. But there's Paranormal State. I just can't get into that one.
Paranormal what, sorry?
Paranormal State. It's
State.
Paranormal State.
Right. Okay.
It's a group of people from, I think they're at Penn State, I think. But anyway, yeah, that's Yeah, Taps, Ghost Hunters. Yeah, those are the best. Ghost Hunters are the best.
Isn't Taps that do well at trying to debunk any sounds that come through before they come to a final conclusion? Is that right? They really, you know,
well,
check.
They check all kinds of stuff, right? Because you know, they were, you know, the guys, like I said, they were working for Roto-Rooter. They were plumbers. And so they were going into people's houses, dealing with all kinds of stuff, and then they started, you know, doing the ghost hunting because of what they were finding in people's homes. But somebody is also talking about Hemlock Grove. They heard about
that?
Hemlock Grove, but they were saying it's reminiscent of Twin Peaks. And the thing is, a friend of mine was saying that too. She was wanting it to be about Twin Peaks or be like Twin Peaks so badly, and it's completely not like Twin Peaks at all. But it does give you that Twin Peaks feel in the beginning. But when you watch it, you have to watch the whole thing, and then because it is completely, it can stand by itself. And I just really can't wait till season two.
What is it?
It's called Hemlock Grove, and it's a story about a little town called Hemlock Grove, and just I can't tell you anymore, or I'll just give it all away.
It's a series. It's a
Netflix series. It's one of those made for Netflix series, and it start the first show, the first episode. I got through the first one. I got through the second one, and I was like, I just don't know about this. But I just hung in there because Netflix always makes really, really, really great shows. And when I made it through it, I was like, okay, this is pretty awesome. The mother, though, the mother of this guy named Roman, had the unnecessary British accent. And by the end of it, you really will agree with me. But anyway, it's a good show.
Hello, Governor.
I think she just needed to have a foreign accent, and that was probably the only one that she could really do or something. And it wasn't even all that great. It pretty much sounded like that.
Well, you know, I want to get back into the Haunted Collector games. I think the Haunted Collector was the first time I saw them using Spirit Box, and I was like, whoa, real-time communication with the dead. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, and they got some really good replies. I think they were in a fire station or something.
Yeah. I mean, I believe the Haunted Collector. I believe that stuff is, I mean, I believe that. When I see stuff like that, I believe it. And the reason that the guys, the black-haired guys with the emo haircuts, weren't really selling themselves to me is just because it just was like a bunch of surfer dudes. Whoa! And it was, and there was nothing that they were woeing about, you know what I mean? But you hang in there, and it gets
yeah, it does. It does need to. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you take a bit of warm into it, and you're like, look at this guy. What did, you know? I mean, it's like you think to yourself, well, does, you know? I guess we're a bit harsh on him to begin with, but you know, once you get into it, and that. It is good, and you do warm to each of them, and they have some really good evidence. It's really good. I look forward to watching it every week. So take a call and have a break from talking about ghosts.
Okay, let's take a call. We have about, yeah, let's take a call.
Cherry Pie.
From Twin Peaks. We're going to take the caller at 248. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I was in regards to that school experiment, if I remember correctly, didn't they also, it was the phenomena started to really expand and grow. Didn't they have a scientist sit in on the physical phenomena and to document it as a and kind of clean the atmosphere in the sense of that nobody was coming in, nobody was going out, and there was no ringing of anything as well.
So is that the skull experiment you're talking about? Because I can't hear very well; it's breaking up. Is that
Yeah, about the skull experiment.
They had scientists kind of monitor once everything started to really increase.
That's right.
They had all kinds of different scientists from different areas and just kind of sit in on it and monitor it and film it as well as for proof.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, they
just
did. They had that. And especially when the radio thing came out, they had you know, the person that was using the radio that could change the channels and you know, do the different frequencies, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And of course there's whenever you're dealing with any of this kind of stuff, you're going to have people that are just being skeptical. And then, of course, there's the whole thing that's kind of like, well, if you're giving people comfort, if you're giving people peace, you know, just let them have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's all kinds of different ways to look at it. But, yeah, they did. They've had all kinds of stuff. And,
well,
you know,
they had them locked in that room, like I said, where radio frequencies couldn't get through in case there was somebody not too far away sending these signals themselves. But, you know, I think it's really good when the skeptical scientists become believers when they witness, you know, when they've gone through their tests. And they
absolutely, because they're going to be skeptical from the beginning, and then they, for the most part, they were all like, wow, this is real.
That's right. That's what's good about it, because they brought in scientists and that. And like I said, I was surprised I hadn't heard about it before, but, I mean, where do you go to try and find these things, you know? Well,
how I came across it was, you know, kind of on Netflix kind of searched spirituality movies, and it seemed pretty interesting, so I just kind of checked it out. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I do have a question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I just moved to a new area, and I'm in a short-term living situation, possibly. It can or can't be. It's whatever. But I was just wondering to see if you've if there's an opportunity for my own place here in the near future, or am I going to stick it out and be here for a little bit longer?
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, you'll find your own place. Hold on just a moment. Okay. Hold on just a moment. I'm trying to determine your timing here, because it looks like you really may be where you are for a couple of more months. And then I'm seeing another opportunity come up. Now, whether it is that you are, like, renting your own apartment from a woman or just whoever you're renting from, because it looks like it's a rental situation, even if you're just maybe renting from someone that is just a woman, period, this is something that's coming up. And it looks like it's probably going to be around August or September when that happens.
Oh.
And it says it's something that you're more used to, something more traditional. But it kind of looks like what you might be doing is it's a house with a bottom part and a top part, because there is a woman that is there as well, but you guys are in different places. It's like, you know, she's like your neighbor. So I believe it's probably going to be like a house with a top apartment and a bottom area.
Oh, nice. And any insight if it's because I'm building a business, consulting business, and I just wait tables part time. So I right now I kind of got about a 25-minute drive to work. Would that be closer to where I do the part time waiting gig, or?
I see it being someplace that's like in a college area, or a school area. So it's probably going to be, like, close to town.
Gotcha. No, makes sense.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So
thank you for listening,
it.
Okay?
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I want people to remember, if anybody wants to get in contact with us, then go to the Facebook Broken Earth Radio Show page and like us on Facebook, please. And also, you can give the Psychic Nunu page on Facebook as well. There's also a link for our website on the Blog Talk Radio page there if you want to get in contact with me personally. If you want to send us, you know, any stories, any unusual stories or anything you'd like us to read out for us on, read out to the audience on the next show, because you can't call in, or you don't want to call in on air, then please, you know, send them to me, and you can send them to Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com, and yeah, get in contact with me, anything, any stories, and I'll do my best to read them out for you on an upcoming show.
Can we take a break, Doc?
Yeah, let's listen to a song.
Okay. I think let's listen to something that feels nice and groovy.
Like my song.
Yeah, like your song.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October sky. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to see to the calling of your heart sings play soft and low. And all the night magic seems to whisper.
I can't hear anybody. Hello?
What?
Oh, there you are.
I wasn't saying anything.
You're just moving your rat mouth around, trying to catch some flies.
That's what we frogs do. Let's take a call.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to do the reading, though.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, you get to do the reading.
No, I'm not doing no readings today.
You're grumpy. Hello, Skype caller. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to share today?
Well, I'm calling to find out what are you picking up as far as work. I was laid off, so trying to see when I will find something.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about, you know, these tough times hitting you. They really are tough times. They really are. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Huh.
That's a good sound.
Okay. Yeah, there's some stuff going on here. I want to ask you a question though, because this is something here that doesn't, it's just not the feel of what I was actually getting, and so I just want to know what this means to you. Were you by chance working in the travel industry or the trucking industry or anything that has to do with delivery or just movement?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And the thing is, it's telling you to look in the area of something that has to do with some sort of movement or travel or journey. But I want to ask you something, because what area are you looking in? Because I want to see how this makes sense.
You know what? It's funny you're picking up on that, because I made my intentions, and I have a journal, and what I'm asking the guys for is to find me something where I can serve my higher purpose, whatever it is. And I put my resume out there Sunday, and I've been getting a lot of calls, and I'm just not responding to those calls. I'm like, that's not what I want to do. So the question that you're asking me, I know I'm not giving you a direct answer, but whatever it is, I need to work where I feel that I'm serving my higher purpose for the highest good, something along that line.
Right. Okay. Well, like you said, you know, it's like there's opportunities that are coming up here just all the time, but they're latent new beginnings. It's kind of like new beginnings that are upside down, that are just basically saying, if you were to sit it right side up, here would be your chance. But it kind of seems like you might be looking for something that has you doing something where, you know, maybe you are on the go, or you're not sitting in an office in one place. You're doing something where you're more, even if you're just kind of going around town, you know what I mean? There's something that just has you more transient, more moving, maybe having a home base someplace, but you're just kind of out there and around. And if we look at it from that angle there, we're being told to just focus on the next four steps, which is basically saying probably just the next 4 weeks. And at that point there, you've got some golden, because there's a lot of coins showing up. These are more golden opportunities. So, so we're just going to basically focus on the next 4 weeks. We want to just focus on the rest of May.
Okay.
Just the rest of this month. And it looks like you should have something come through on the other side of that.
Hmm.
But, you know, our new moon, and this is something that I was actually planning on talking to everybody about, and so this is a no better time than the present. We've just been caught up talking about so many other things. The new moon is this week. It starts Thursday. So the new moon is a great time to start, you know, it's the darker side of the moon. It's a good time to start manifesting some things that are new beginnings. So get your green candles for your finance. It's okay to use darker candles this time. You know, if you are trying to clear up bad things and bad situations, use some darker colors like black. Brown is good to clear up confusion. But if you're just trying to start something that's completely brand new, then you want to use your white. But anyway, get your green candle, sweetheart, and just, you know, burn them on Thursday. Thursday is the day that we usually manifest money anyway, and it's also the new moon. So, you know, get your candles burning to get your stuff rolling, and just talk out loud. Talk out loud about what it is that you want. Talk out loud. I mean, even if you can't see yourself quite what it is, but you just know that what you're seeing is not what you want.
Right.
You know, you just can't envision yourself showing up to this particular thing all the time, but you would like to see something that has a purpose, where you're on the go, where people are taking you seriously, where you're really making a difference. Just toss it out there so it can come back. You know, there's always something. There's always something, and just remember that, okay?
Okay, and my youngest son just kind of got into some legal trouble. How do you see that working out in his favor?
Okay, now, and please forgive me, but we're trying to keep this simple.
If
you're asking, you're kind of getting to a place where we're getting off into a real reading. So if you want to get in touch with us, you know, we're on Facebook. If you really want to get a deeper reading, because we do have a lot of people. But it has been so nice to talk to you, but
thank
I wish
you
the best.
I really
and remember,
it.
even for him, you know, get these candles burning so that you can get some good, positive stuff to come out from his worries. Okay, dear? Good luck.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And thanks
you.
For
Namaste.
Listening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, what's up?
I was trying to find that, you know, what if Neo took both?
What if okay. Well, you keep looking for that, and I'm going to take another caller, okay?
Okay.
caller at 410. This is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Oh, yeah. This is Anna.
You said Anna?
Yes.
Hi, Anna. Nice to meet you, dear. What's on your mind today?
Well, over the last couple months, I've been doing a lot of manifesting, which a lot of good things have been happening. There's still, I guess, some confusion as far as love life and career finances. So I'm just wondering, you know, what you see for either one.
You faded out, dear, on my end. What was your question again? I'm so sorry. You faded out.
Okay. I don't know how much you heard. I guess I've been, you know, manifesting a lot over the last couple of months, and, you know, great things have been
mm-hmm.
happening. I guess there's still confusion in the area of relationships and you know, career finances. So I'm just wondering what you see around either one.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Hold on. All right. Okay. Okay. Now, as far as your career is concerned, I am seeing... We gotta coach you through this. It does look like there's an opportunity that's coming up. probably around, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
You are having a lot of issues when it comes to work. Oh, boy.
I just feel like wherever I go, because I left my company for a year, came back, I'm always cleaning up, like, drama and situations.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's something that it's a part of you that even seems to be carried over into your love life. But mm-hmm. I want to keep this very simple. I do see an opportunity coming up for you in about probably around... It's not far away, dear, probably around August.
Uh-huh.
And but we really have to kind of coach you through this process. And the reason I'm saying that is because I know that you know how to sell yourself, but for mm-hmm. some reason it seems like by the time we get to that point, you're just kind of like, you know, just somebody just give me a job and not even really trying to... You're not even trying to dazzle them. You're just like, I need this. You know what I mean? But it looks like it's something that actually would be really good for you. What it's being defined as is a place where everybody does what they're supposed to do. And mm-hmm. that's what it kind of looks like what you're looking for is some place where everybody just does what they're supposed to do. And you don't have to be that person that picks up everybody else's slack. But because you are that kind of person, it does look like you work well under pressure, but right now you look very exhausted. You look extremely exhausted. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't want you to feel discouraged about your love life.
Mm-hmm.
I just really see that you need to be focused on your own personal well-being beyond that right now, and this is going to fix what it is that's going on with you in your love life. I see you in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Living in purgatory with no definition, not knowing who you are, what's supposed to be going on here. But the reason mm-hmm. is because no one knows what's happening here. Everybody's just kind of watching. So if you're asking the question of, if I keep doing this, is this going to work? I'm going to tell you that if you give up, there's no way it will work. But I'm not trying to keep you hanging on to something that doesn't work for you.
Okay.
I hope I'm making sense without sounding very cryptic.
I'm trying to understand. it's like basically really disappointed about a breakup in February. I haven't really let go, and then someone from my past is, you know, interested in dating me, and I'm not totally feeling that. But
don't do it. There's no. It's not an option if you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just don't even worry about it. But I do see that you have feelings for somebody who still has feelings for you. He just can't see the future. And that's why I'm saying focus on your well-being right now when it comes to your health. Focus on your career. Focus on the stuff that's actually tangible in your life. And all this other stuff is going to get sorted out. It will get sorted out because I don't think your situation is over. I just don't believe that, two people that are feeling lost can never really find a compass with each other. So you got to pull back, get your bearings in your own reality, and then the next thing you know, everything just kind of slides back into place.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank
All right,
you very
dear.
Much. Okay.
No problem. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You there, Bill?
I'm here.
Okay. We got about 14 minutes left, and I do want to take another caller. So I think that would be nice to take one more call.
Well, I wanted to find the picture of what if Neo took both pills and post it on the Facebook Broken Earth page, so you can check that out.
Yeah, I've seen it already.
All right, well.
I'm just kidding. This is for everybody to see. It's not just about me. Are you really just kind of sitting there looking all boo-hoo-y?
Suave.
You're looking suave.
Yep.
looking suave. Well, let me take this other call real quick, and then we'll you know, talk about the other stuff and talk about some of the future shows coming up. 484, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Antoinette giving you a call. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you.
I was good.
Well, I was calling because I have great news, and I, you know, very unexpected great news, but now I don't know where this is going because it just hit me like a pile of bricks, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Danny has come forward, and he has come forward very, very strongly, very, very unexpectedly. You know, I had called before in the past, and he really, when I would say, do you want to see me or whatever, he would say, I don't know. He was very unsure, so we were not seeing each other for 5.5 months. And then April 26th, which was a Friday, you know, we were texting, and then the next thing I know, he said, I'm here. And I ran to my door, and here he was out front in his truck. And he came in, and things happened so quickly, you know. I just got done work. Can we take a shower together? I mean, everything was so quick, you know, and it was like, wow, what in the world are we doing now? So he totally took this to the ultimate level, okay, and it blew me away. And now here's what's going on. The last 2 weekends, he's been staying here. So I need to know from you, Nunu, what is going on here? Because I didn't expect any of this.
Right. Well, this is what you need to do, okay? This is what you need to do. Just stop thinking about it. Just stop. Stop thinking about it. Right now you're sitting at a table for two. Everybody's being polite. Everybody's being courteous. Just keep it there. Okay, just keep it there. Just sit right there. Keep it right there. The reason I'm saying this is because we're not dealing with the most stable of individuals, okay?
Right.
I know you care about them, and we're not going to go negative. We're actually just going to go in a direction where things can start working. So don't do anything that he doesn't do. Don't talk about anything that he's not talking about. Just stay in a mode of reciprocation right now and do that indefinitely. And basically what I mean is when he starts actually talking about the future, it's okay for you to listen, but I want you to still stay focused on that day. So if tomorrow, May the 8th, he starts talking about the future, say, you know what, I love right now where we are at this moment. Let's just focus on May 8th, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep things very, very balanced and very, very chill for right now. Because this is all you need to do. Right now, all you need to do is focus on actually relating to each other, not thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right, and I understand that. But Psychic Nunu, part of me feels like, is he sexually involved with other people? What's going on? I mean, my head is just spinning.
Okay, Antonetta, what can you do if he is?
Nothing. I can't do anything
then
about anything.
Stop thinking about it. Then stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it. Focus on the moment. The future is here right now. Everything is here today. Okay?
Right.
Just focus on the moment. If the moment that you start thinking beyond the moment, the minute that you start projecting yourself beyond where you are right now is the moment that you start trying to over-control things and you lose control. So you're really dealing with a situation where we just have to focus on what is happening right now. Okay?
Now, do you – right, and I understand that, but do you continue seeing him see me every weekend, Nunu, or –
I'm telling you, you're completely ignoring everything I just said to you. And I'm telling you this stuff for a reason. I want you to stop looking in the future, and I want you to focus on today.
All right.
Period. Period. And that's going to be my only answer to anything you ask me about this ever again.
Okay.
Okay. because I want this to work. And the moment that you keep projecting beyond right now is the moment you lose it. Okay?
Right, right. And it's, and like I said, this all came very unexpected. I didn't expect any of this.
Okay. So let's just keep staying focused on today.
All right.
And when you wake up after sleeping, focus on today. And when you wake up after sleeping, focus on today.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
And we're going to keep doing that until we start seeing a method to his madness. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yes. So,
all right, Dee.
Well, thank you.
That's no problem. You hang in there, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
Well, that escalated quickly. So
next episode is going to be about Mel's hole. Mel's hole! I make myself laugh.
Well, somebody is.
You laugh at me. I mean, with me.
Yeah, you. Mel's hole, which is a strange, extremely deep hole with weird stuff going on.
It's
bottomless hole.
It's hot. It's cold. It's unexplained. It's
strange things turning up, which don't seem to. It seems to come from a parallel universe. I don't want to say too much, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Mel's hole is deep. It's deep.
Yeah.
No pun intended. It really is a deep concept. We're also going to be, eventually, we're going to be talking to Bob Register from Waverly, Tennessee. He has, he's planning ghost tours, haunted tours with.
Yeah, what? When's he talking to us?
Haunted tours, ghost tours.
Yeah, no. I said, when is he talking to us?
Whenever he's got his tour stuff put together.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because he's right now he's dealing with people like Loretta Lynn, who's a country music singer, and some other people to develop these tours. And then when he actually has everything ready, we're gonna talk to him and show pictures and just basically you know, talk about this business, and I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about it.
So, let's get in contact with us if you want. Facebook, Psychic Nunu, Broken Earth Radio Show, or email myself, BillDoyle@live.com. So, yeah, Mel's hole next week, we're talking about somebody's asking a question. These tours taking place in, I presume that's Tennessee abbreviation there. Ow.
Yes, they're taking place in Tennessee.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So, far at the end of the show.
Yeah. So let's just kind of thank everybody for listening today. I'm not sure we really got everything covered that we wanted to talk about. We kind of talked about it, but we never do. We never do.
You get to play my song at the end of the show.
Which song is it?
Martians.
Yeah, I'll play the Martians. I actually meant to play it in the middle of the show, but I kept being such a turd. I didn't. I love you from that.
Well, I know. I kept saying, "I'm playing my song now. Playing my song now." Well, before we go, let me quickly tell you about this. A 16-year-old girl was taken into police custody for dressing inappropriately in the capital of Maldives. Apparently, she was wearing a black cocktail dress in a bookshop, and she got arrested. And told to cover up. There you go. I'll leave that with you. You can investigate that more yourself. But what the hell is that all about?
Wow. Anyway, whatever, people, whatever. It's just about having control.
So, check out my awesome song. We'll play it now because it's the best. And thank you for the callers who called in. And
thanks
for
the listeners for listening. And thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dudu.
Everything. Thank you for all the everything.
My awesome research. I'm a great radio voice. It's because I haven't got a face for TV, you see, so I've got a face for radio.
Your face is all kind of messed up.
Yeah, no, after that accident with the waffle. Now, let's
play
the song so we can chill out to this next song.
Okay.
I will see you all next week.
Okay, everybody.
Bye-bye.